First reading is a reading from the prophet Daniel. At that time, Michael will stand up, the great prince who mounts guard over your people. There is going to be a time of great distress, unparalleled since nations first came into existence. When that time comes, your own people will be spared, all those whose names are found written in the book. Of those who lie sleeping in the dust of the earth, many will awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting disgrace. The learned will shine as brightly as the vault of heaven, and those who have instructed many in virtue as bright as stars for all eternity. The word of the Lord.
Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. I keep the Lord forever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in your safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. All the priests stand at their duties every day, offering over and over again the same sacrifices, which are quite incapable of taking sins away. Christ, on the other hand, has offered one single sacrifice for sins, and then taken his place forever at the right hand of God, where he is now waiting until his enemies are made into a footstool for him. By virtue of that one single offering, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all whom he has sanctified. When all sins have been forgiven, there can be no more sin offerings. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after the time of distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its brightness, the stars will come falling from heaven, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, with great power and glory. Then too he will send the angels to gather his chosen from the four winds, from the ends of the world to the ends of heaven. Take the fig tree as a parable. As soon as its twigs grow supple and its leaves come out, you know the summer is near. So with you, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the very gates. I tell you solemnly, before this generation has passed away, all these things will have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, no one but the Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our dear friends, the Gospel today says about the end of time. For the last 2,000 years, even before, people have speculated about the end of time. We always hear the end of the world, end of time. A small boy lector, as he was reading in the Mass for the first time, he was so tensed. After the reading, instead of saying, "This is the word of the Lord," he said, "This is the end of the world." You know what the people, congregation respond? "Thanks be to God." The final teaching. This is the final teaching before Jesus' passion and resurrection. So hereafter, we don't see any teaching of Jesus. It is just before his passion, death, and resurrection. Jesus used an apocalyptic language that was existing at that time, prevalent. But the Gospel says, end of time is not a terrific time to be afraid of. For a Christian, end of time is a glorious time. It is a time to be awaited, to be loved for. There can be two questions. The first one is, when will it happen? And the second one is something to be afraid of. And the Gospel itself says, even the Son of Man doesn't know about it. Why? People sometimes ask, if Jesus do not know about the end of time, why? But Jesus knew. As a divine person, he knew, but as a human person, he doesn't know. As a Son of Man, he doesn't know, but as a divine Jesus, he knew the time. And secondly, the Gospel says we have to await in a glorious time. And in the Gospel and in the Apostles' Creed, we say, he will come again to judge the living and the dead. We do not know when it is coming, but we have to wait very patiently and meaningfully. But when he comes, he asked to all 6 questions. That is said in the Gospel of Matthew. "I was hungry. Did you give me anything to eat? I was thirsty. anything to drink. I was a stranger. Did you welcome me? Naked. I was sick. I was in prison. He may be asking you, you were on Sunday in the church. Have you greeted your neighbor? Have you thought you are better than the one who is sitting near to you? Have you prayed for your neighbor? And when he comes, Jesus says, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of least of these, you did not do it for me. C.S. Lewis, he expressed in such a way, there are only two kinds of people in this world facing the end. The first one is those who said to God, thy will be done. And the second one is those to whom God says, thy will be done. I was just reading a poem. You might have also read the poem by Rod, The Heaven's Surprise. Beautiful poem. It says, I quote, I was shocked, confused, as I entered heaven's door, not by the beauty of all, nor the lights or the decor, but it was the folks in heaven who made me sputter and gasp. The thieves, the liars, the sinners, the alcoholics, and the trash. There stood the kid from seventh grade who has stolen my lunch money twice. Next to him was my old neighbor who never said anything else. He hasn't even greeted to me. Who I always thought was rotting away in hell. Was sitting pretty on cloud nine, looking incredibly well. I nudged Jesus. What's the deal in here, in heaven? I would love to hear your take in heaven. How do all these sinners get up here? God, you must have made a great mistake. And why everyone is so quiet in heaven, so somber? Give me a clue. Jesus said, O child, they are all in shock. They never thought that they never seeing you here. I just stopped the poem here. You just may be surprised at how the ones you see fit to judges you. And the way we judge others says more about ourselves than the ones we judge. Maybe our husband, wife, partner, children, abandoned, or the next one who is near to us in the church. At the end of the day, there is only one true judge, and it is not any one of us. Don't be a person that stands in judgment, as Bob at the beginning said. Be a person that is walking example. God is asking us to show the same kind of judgment to others. Before you judge anyone, listen their story. There may be a good reason, reasonable reason for people where they are. Do not judge anyone specifically. Start covering people with love, compassion, because there is a judge who judges all. Amen.